allow your awareness to descend into your body. And simply become aware of sensations throughout the body. Using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. And bring your awareness to the area of your face. And soften and relax all the muscles in the face. All the muscles around the eyes, soft and relaxed. Allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Not trying to control or regulate the breath in any way. Then preparing the mind, setting it in a state of ease and relaxation. By letting go of any hopes or fears, worries or concerns about the past or the future. Letting go of all of these things. And simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. simply focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Wherever you most distinctly notice sensations associated with the breath. Now narrow your focus and simply focus on the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen, focusing on the sensations of the rising and lowering of the abdomen as you breathe. And maintain an ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen. Being mindful of the sensations of the breath throughout the entire cycle of each in and out breath. if you find that you've become distracted, then without getting upset, the first thing to do is to simply relax. Then release the distraction and very gently return to focusing on the breath. So relax, release, and return. Or if you find that you're becoming dull or spaced out, then simply refresh your interest in the practice and then restore your attention on the breath and then retain that ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath. So refresh, restore, and retain. So if you need to stretch your legs, you can do that now quietly. So once again, finding that nice, comfortable posture, keeping the back nice and straight, and the body completely relaxed, completely at ease. And again, allowing the breathing to flow naturally, effortlessly. And not dwelling in the past, not anticipating the future, simply allowing the mind to rest in the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Maintaining an ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath throughout this entire cycle of each in and out breath. loving kindness is the wish for ourselves and others to have happiness and its causes. And we can begin by cultivating loving kindness for ourselves. Because if we're not kind and compassionate towards ourselves, we won't be able to extend that out to others. And so we can cultivate loving kindness towards ourselves by reflecting on 4 points. And the first point that we can reflect on is, what are your deepest aspirations in life? What is your heart's desire? What would you really love to achieve in this life? So picture your deepest aspirations very clearly. Now, no matter how much of the dirt of the mental afflictions are covering the surface of our mind, underneath this dirt is the natural purity of our mind. This natural purity of our mind is our Buddha nature, our potential to reach the highest goals imaginable. So imagine this deepest dimension of your mind in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest, at the level of your heart. And then arouse the thought, may I realize the genuine happiness that is my heart's desire. And with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from the sphere of light at your heart, completely saturating your body and mind. Imagining that you are actualizing your deepest aspirations here and now. Then the second point that we can reflect on is what would you love to receive from the people around you and the world at large? What forms of friendship, support, and material assistance do you need to help you fulfill your highest aspirations? And then arouse the thought, may I receive all that I need to help me realize the genuine happiness that I seek. And then with each in-breath, imagine that the world rises up in the form of white light, streaming in from all directions to provide you with everything you need. The help that we receive from the people around us and the things around us is not enough for us to achieve that genuine happiness. For this inner transformation is necessary. So the third point that we can reflect on is, how would you love to transform as a human? What faults would you love to be free from? And what qualities would you love to possess so that you can achieve this genuine happiness? and arouse the thought, may I cultivate the true causes to achieve my heart's desire, to achieve that genuine happiness. And then with each out-breath, imagine immeasurable rays of light radiating out from your heart. Saturating your entire body and mind. Imagining that you're actually becoming the person that you would love to be here and now. Then finally, for the sake of your own fulfillment and to make your life as meaningful as possible, what would you love to offer to the world? And with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness in all directions, imagining that you're actualizing this offering to the world here and now. And then release all appearances and simply allow the mind to come to rest. Resting in the inner purity of your mind. Resting in luminously clear awareness.